What's happening? Hour number two, Jay Martin and Ramon off and running here. Wide open this hour for you if you want at 615-737-1045. David Buchler, Sports Illustrated. Next hour, Ron Slay, 3HL. Fourth hour, Ramon Foster and Jonathan Schaefer. All the hours. I'm Jason Martin at Ramon Foster at Schaefer on Sports at JMAR Radio at JMART and Ramon. I was taking Moan down the Harold Faltermeyer rabbit hole during the break.
Pretty good rabbit hole.
Played three for him. The three most iconic to me, the Top Gun open, the Beverly Hills Cop Axel Foley theme, and the Fletch theme.
All bangers.
Just that was my first entrance music in pro wrestling as an announcer was the Fletch theme.
Yeah. We were talking about samples. Like, how come he hadn't been utilized more in, like, pop music or rap?
I played the Top Gun thing just to say, I don't know how this hadn't been sampled because it's like it's made for it.
I typed it in and didn't find anybody that had currently
I'm
used
surprised.
It, too.
I'm surprised. I figured somebody probably would have. Chris in Nashville. Chris, what's up?
What's up, Chris?
Chris, you with us?
Christopher.
Tatum went 31-8-5 last night.
Yeah, he got off last night. He did.
He needed to because his game three was the opposite.
I'm 20 points in the first half for him, and he looked like he was trying to take over that game and in Boston. It was daggone good, Jay. Watching his performance of it, they played just a better overall game, of course, obviously, when you score 16-1 to what Miami
18-1.
Did. 18-1. I didn't understand why Miami couldn't get going. Like, they were getting the shots. They just could not make the layup go in at all, and they just were out of sequence. They looked confused more than anything out there. Yeah. But you figure with all the momentum they had leaving Miami, they do something. I mean, you know, it's just, ugh.
Well, I mean, they already won one on the road.
Yeah, it was just, ugh.
2-2 series. We'll try Chris again. Chris?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, sorry about that, guys. I want to chime in on movie sequels. Sure. For my childhood, it'll always be The Empire Strikes Back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But recently, Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that we mentioned that.
Yep.
Captain America and the Winter Soldier should be in everyone's top 3 to 5 in terms of sequels. It still might be my favorite Marvel film. Like
Winter Soldier.
Endgame is such great fan service, and you could point out a lot of other ones. Winter Soldier is phenomenal. I saw that thing 3 times the first weekend, wrote on it, and then went and saw it 2 more times just for fun.
That's for your own pleasure right there. I told you, Keisha was all over that one, man. She liked the Winter Soldier.
It was real, real, real good. Yeah.
Again, like I said, we're going through the sequels because you say you went and saw...
I saw Top Gun Maverick last night.
How long has that been in production also? I feel like it got announced. Was it before the 2020?
Yeah, it got pushed back because of the pandemic.
Yeah. It got pushed back about 2 years.
Okay. All right. For sure. Probably for the good too then, right?
Perhaps. They had a plan. It was very obvious. They had a story they could tell.
Yeah.
And they just knocked it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
It's just everything you want a movie to be in every way. Cousin Brian, what's wrong with you?
What are you saying?
Deuce Bigelow, European gigolo.
I knew it wasn't going to be long. I knew it. I saw Scream 2.
I'm all right with that. I love the original Scream, but the sequels were good. Even the last one, even though they probably didn't need to make it, it wasn't terrible.
What about?
Brian, get yourself some help.
I got to say no on this one. Anchorman 2 is a no for me, dog.
I did not like
they
Anchorman
over,
2.
That's why this film, I'm so happy to report, is good. Because do you know how easy it would be to screw that up?
Yeah.
To try too much. To not remember what made the first one what it was. I mean, Abby went and saw it a couple weeks ago. She watched the first one over a couple lunch breaks. She's just like, it's kind of underwhelming.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hold up great. It doesn't. Like, you go back and watch it, you're like, yeah, this is a lot more flawed than I thought. And you can do that when you get nostalgic sometimes.
Yeah.
But it also helps you appreciate this one so much as well. And yeah, Coming to America sequel did not need to happen.
That's what I was thinking. Come on. I didn't think
That's
Coming to America 2 was good.
Up.
Yeah. And you know what? It was so bad, I didn't even go watch it because people were just like, it's not worth it. And I've yet to check it out still.
It was the Nets this year compared to last year.
You stupid. Scary Movie 2. Are we doing scary movies?
That's just, I mean, they're all the same.
It's the same. It's weigh-ins.
Airplane 2 wasn't as good as the original Airplane, but it was still good.
There shouldn't have been an Airplane 2.
Naked Gun 2.5.
Yeah, it was excellent. Fine. Yeah, it was good.
I like the Naked Gun. Was excellent. Even the third one was fine. Yeah.
No, I'm a Leslie Nielsen honk.
I am so. Too. Young, growing up, my gosh, I couldn't get enough of his movies, man.
Except when he was a vampire. What was that movie?
It wasn't Vampire in Brooklyn.
I'll have to look it up.
Something and something, something. Cousin Joey in Cross Plains. Joey, what's up?
Good morning, fam.
Hey.
So, I need your guys' help. I've been thinking about this and running through my noggin for a while. I would like to somehow start a blind football league. If Ramon, J-Mart, y'all could maybe see if Coach Mack or Rhett or some of your contacts might be able to help with that. And I'm not just talking about for adults either. I would, like to do it for, also, little kids who, that are, visually impaired to, bring the game to them as much as I enjoy it and that, I can enjoy it with y'all because, I listen to y'all all the time and I figured I'd just, a little help. And, one of the best sequel movies, I think, is, Major League 2.
Yeah, man, women can't live with them, and they can't pee standing up. Line from the catcher in that film. So to that point about the blind football league.
By the way, Dracula, dead and loving it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew it had something like a longer title. I don't know what to say to that other than I like the idea.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure that out. And look, I know who your quarterback can be.
Don't do it.
Because
he
certainly appeared to not have good eyesight back in January.
No! That's what, Jay, you won everybody. You won the city over, Jay. You brought everybody in talking about Maverick. We're having a great conversation about sequels. And Cousin Joe calls in, brings up a blind football league. And you try to give them the number one overall pick.
Number one overall pick? I tell you what, man.
Double entendre right there.
Yeah, I just feel like this. Sometimes there are things you're made to do. And I feel like Ryan Tannehill is destined to be the quarterback in the blind football league.
Dog it! We were good. We were good. We were real good, Jason. How's the coffee this morning?
Doesn't taste as good now.
We were on a roll. We were on a roll. Now we got.
It's like that one GIF. I'm not upset. I'm disappointed.
No, you're not. You're proud of me.
I'm with the.
I know you.
See, look, Cousin Brian. And what's crazy is everybody's agreeing with you. Yes, Jay. It's been 0 minutes. The evil emoji sign, purple demon signs. Hear no evil, see no evil. Laughing emojis. He still won't be able to do it. Where is he throwing? Oh, my gosh. This is what y'all have chosen today. 0 days, man.
One of my friends sent a message that said, Toy Story 2 is still the GOAT of sequels. It's very good, 2. Man. Jesse's Roundup and The Old Prospector. That film makes you cry.
The Prospector.
The song about the song from her midway through that thing.
Can I just call the prospector a chump? Like, he was terrible. The prospector.
Yeah, he was awful.
He was a chump, man.
Yeah, he was.
Ramon, how terrible was he?
He was Mark Haynes.
Mark Haynes.
You got to go. You missed the show yesterday. Mark Haynes is a
former.
Was
a Warriors reporter whose tweets were unearthed and were.
Not great, Bob.
Not okay.
Not really an athlete.
I'm talking about for any demographic. He just fire flamed them all.
Blind Football League. I feel like Tannehill's got to sponsor it and play in it and coach it and be the mascot for it. Jerry West is the NBA logo. Ryan Tannehill should be on the Blind Football League.
Let's see. Something different for dinner.
searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
It's impossible not to get hype listening to this. The version I put in the chat doesn't have the guitar. It's even better. That gong and that drum.
Yeah, the gong. Yep.
It's just like, oh. Play that going into the fourth quarter at Nissan Stadium.
Perfect air guitar.
Yeah.
And get Malik Willis on the field so that it actually doesn't go south.
Dog.
That just should remix it just with the drums and the gong is actually dun, Coach 30.
Start of the four.
Oh my. So Joey asked about helping start a blind football league.
Oh boy.
What do y'all want from me?
And I'm thinking in my head, it's like, how can we do it? I like the idea.
It's not
I'd be a part of that, but that's not. The fam decided to go in a different direction.
Fam chose violence today.
Things such as he has a vision of a blind football league. Here's the thing. You know all this is in the best of spirits.
It is. Oh, my gosh. Cousin Andrew just put up the old school.
Yeah. I actually saw one of those at one of my relatives' houses a few weeks ago.
The electric football.
The original electric football.
He said, this is what Cousin Joey's blind football league would look like. We would have to put pads around the wall edges to keep them in bounds. See, this is why I didn't want this conversation. And I did want it, but I don't want it. What is wrong with y'all, Auntie Erin?
Well, what you can't do is blind baseball. Somebody said blind baseball. No.
I actually saw the basketball one where there was the noise behind the hoop doing that. It was actually kind of cool to watch.
I just don't think baseball would work.
Seriously, Ramon. Yeah. Saw that video a couple months back.
If there was a pitch, somebody there would have to be able to see. That'd be the only way you could do
I've heard of, like, the deaf football league where, like, they have the drum to do the snap count and everything. They did that in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, by the way, I'm pretty sure.
I'm trying to figure out how you would do it because it involves a ball that is – you know, not always in the hands of
it's
someone.
It's got to have a sound like to it to catch it, right?
Yeah, I guess that's what
it's
you gotta
have
to do.
It's got to have a whistle.
Your route, you'd have to know exactly what you were doing on a route like that to have any chance at it.
See, now the jokes are starting to come in about the idea of this. Somebody said...
What do you mean now? They've been coming in for 10 minutes.
A blind man walks into a bar.
Oh,
no.
That's not
we're
even...
We're not doing this.
No.
And then the table.
I know it's all in good spirits because everybody loves Joey.
They do love Joey.
But in my head, I'm thinking I would love to be a part of something like that for the blind community. I just don't know how it would work. Again, somebody needs to be able to see, and somebody that can kind of see is QB1 here in Nashville.
I looked at the kid that they had a few years. There you go again. There was a video of a kid about 5 years ago playing middle school football. And he was a blind kid, and they put that picture. I'm sure you've all seen it, playing D-line, and he went upfield, making a tackle.
Joey's back on the line. All right, Joey.
Clear it up, Joe.
Yeah. What? How could we do this?
Okay, so first off, Jason, there is actually blind baseball. It's called beat ball. They put a beeper in the ball.
I figured it was that.
Okay.
There's also blind soccer. But yeah, I was kind of thinking, you know, get somebody, you know, to make a football. I hadn't worked out, I hadn't got all the, like, the passing, but the way I kind of, as Cousin Andrew say it, envisioning it is like, you know, the old school football, just, you know, a constant, you know, running game.
And, yeah.
You know, probably, you know, have different, different sounds at, you know, the different yard, you know, not the in between, but like, you know, the 5-10 have different sounds.
Yeah.
So you know which one you're at, and also and not use padding, like he said, but, you know, have a different sound to where, you know, you're where you're in the field of play. And of course, you know, but if you did, you know, figure out how to do the passing, then of course, you know, your quarterback would have to, you know, be able to see. But it's, you know, it's all really about, you know, listening and your hearing to, you know, tell where you're at and where the ball's going.
Yeah. I think you'd have to have a heavy running game, Joey. I definitely think that. But that, I just don't know how passing would work, even with sounds. Like, because you'd have to be in the right spot and they'd have to be throwing the football. Or you just, we're going to throw it straight every time and you follow the sound.
Yeah, beat ball, I'm watching it right now with Jay. Like, there's time to react to hitting the ball. Although that pitcher almost just got knocked out right there. It's a bigger ball to hit, so it's not a regular baseball to be swinging with, but there is beat ball. And they've got blindfolds on also. I guess maybe it got smacked out.
I mean, I think it's awesome.
I'd never heard of this.
It seems like it would be so difficult.
Football is a lot of moving parts, too.
Again, though, if I'm throwing you the ball, I got to know exactly where you are.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And you have to know exactly how far you've gone, or I'm going to throw it to the right. Listen for the beat.
I think on ground sports or slow down sports, it could work. Football is, that would be interesting. There's a lot, like I said, it's just a lot of moving parts and too many, like you got offensive linemen, defensive linemen. They're within close proximity to one another. They can do that. But as far as a wide receiver running routes, that would be a little bit different right there. Unless
there'd be
a
lot of carrying the ball.
Yeah.
So are you more likely to watch blind football or USFL?
Oh, definitely blind football.
I got a buddy of mine, G, who taught at the School of the Blind and stuff like that. He said they do have it. It's called goal ball. The ball has a bell.
That's a snitch. That's Harry Potter.
I need G to call up here at some point so he can break this down to us. He treats them like regular students too, by the way. So he goes in on it. He taught at the School of the Blind.
Yeah. Well, one of my friends is a stand-up comedian. He literally is. He just sent me a text message. Peyton Manning would take advantage of blind football and be catching those 12 men on the field trying to get off quickly.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we saw the United Way skit on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, so
with the kids dotting them in the face. Cousin Brian says Tannehill would be MVP. You sure about that, Brian? I mean, he'd be in the upper echelon of the league, I do think, but
hold up, Shane. They're not dogs, okay? He said collars on them for boundaries. Like it's an invincible fence.
You know how many blindside jokes we've had in the past 15 minutes?
This group of y'all, okay? Y'all need to a hard reset this Tuesday because...
So is the Titans organization on their offense.
That's not the blind side, okay? Stop. Mike Orr, shout out to my guy, by the way.
Yeah, he didn't have a great time here.
There are some concerns, man, as far as the pads and physicality of running to one another, too. But
I can't believe we're actually talking about this seriously.
Cousin Joe brought this up.
You want me to talk about a 20-point game in the NBA last night?
Yeah, what were we talking about? Colin Murray? So there are.
I'm allowed to point out the absurdity of the topic without saying, "Hey, let's keep going."
You know what our favorite pronoun is on this show?
Oh no,
she.
Yeah, that's some curd stuff right there.
Cousin Joey called up here and asked because we help organize a blind football league. If you don't know, Cousin Joey is legally blind now. I think you can see out his peripherals just a little bit. If I'm not
legally blind too.
Grow up, Jason. Okay. What's wrong with you,
Reese Witherspoon is investing in the soccer team. She can invest in the blind football league.
That was amazing.
This is where the conversation has kind of pushed yourself into today is different leagues for impairment. Like I said,
well,
by the way,
we've all seen school, like wheelchair basketball and all that kind of stuff. Sure, super impressive.
But by the way, the School of the Blind actually beat St. Vincent College football team, or that was either their only win of the season.
Also, you know what? I got two quarterbacks for that league.
Who?
You got Tannehill and Jarrett Garantano.
He, by the way, is signed with the Cardinals.
Nice to see JG has entered the chat.
I know. JG didn't ask
me. He's probably at OTAs, unlike Kyler.
Hey, what? See, I'm done with y'all.
You know who else is in OTAs?
Who?
Your boy.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Baker.
Baker. Yeah, he's not showing up. So right now we got.
What if he was one of the clients tonight for Tony Busby? It's not sexual harassment this time. It's just harassment. So two of the women are going to be on HBO tonight.
Yeah.
And then Baker's the third one. He's like, I have my overnight bag. They told me the plane was leaving at 9. I got there. Apparently, it had left at 6:30. There was nothing there except a bag lunch.
And fumes from the airplane. Oh, my God. So, guys not showing up. To Kyler Murray is already playing a blind football league. Poor little guy can't see over his offensive line. Somebody tweeted. But Kyler Murray hadn't shown up contract. Deontay Johnson hadn't shown up either. Baker Mayfield hadn't shown up either. Who else are we missing on that list of notable guys not at OTAs right now? Those are the three? Derek's not here?
I didn't think he was.
Oh, Derek.
Or he hasn't been yet, maybe, or something.
Are you concerned?
No.
Because that conversation about his extension pretty much is gone. It's dead now, isn't it? The contract extension.
You mean talking about it?
Yeah, nobody even picked up on it. It's like, oh, we'll see what sticks to the wall. We say he needs a contract extension. That's been about it, man.
I think that's something bubbling under the surface.
We'll talk to Beauclair about it. In the next hour.
About Derek and the contract situation.
About all of that.
You think he can help us put together this blind football league, like for real?
Somebody then just said blind lacrosse or hockey would be hilarious.
I love to see lacrosse.
That ball is way too...
That's heavy. But if it's got a beeper in it or a bell...
I told you about my lacrosse stick that I bought in London, right?
No.
Bought a lacrosse stick in London because I was a lot of us actually got sticks. We were going to play in high school just like on our own. So I hadn't bought a stick. I bought a stick when I was in London in 94 when I was part of the parade there in New Year's. Went with school trip, bought it at Harrods.
Yeah.
Got it home. It was a women's stick.
Ah.
And it's the only one I ever owned. That's still the one I use was a women's stick.
Oh, wow.
Had no idea. Didn't know. They sold it to me. They were like, let's get this American.
And they, well, maybe they thought she was mine for a friend.
Maybe.
Yeah, they're going to sell it to you regardless.
I mean, it looked very similar, but it was not a men's stick.
You guys are degenerates, man.
I don't want to know.
Yeah, I'm not looking at the chat anymore right now.
That's because one of them said you'd actually be faster in the blind football league. You'd be so fast no one could see you.
No, I'm looking at John Michael by saying I'd love to see lacrosse, and he said they would too. So I'm not going in it with them today. This is what y'all
literally just
today.
Read it out.
Yep, because it was just over.
You can't say, I'm not going to go there. Here's what this man said. Warriors-Mavs game 4 tonight.
Who you got?
So the West is going to end tonight.
Sweep?
Yeah.
Not even a gentleman sweep today. Yeah, they're being real cocky about it. So I think I got Mavericks at home today. There's no way to get blasted like that again.
I just don't think they've got enough.
I don't think they're going to get blasted like that again. It's just hard for...
Blind bowling.
I do that. I mean, it's night bowling when people go drinking bowling. I mean, it's typically the same thing almost as far as coordination and being good at it.
Stay in your lane. Sure, which one? Cousin Bam. What's up, Bam?
Good morning, King Petty.
That's you.
I don't know if that's me or not, but sure.
Listen, no, you are definitely the savage of the year, bro. So listen, I have a question for you. Do you remember since you got the whole Tannehill thing going and since you're into this movie thing? So have you seen Bloodsport before?
Yes.
Okay, so I think if we go back to Tannehill, I think you remember the scene where Bolo throws that dust into Jean-Claude Van Damme's eyes?
Yep.
And he can't see?
Yep.
I think we need to try to get Ryan Tannehill into focusing kind of like that to where even if you can hear, I had, Jay Mark, you opened the door. I had to step into it, man.
That's fine.
That scene, Tannehill is now Frank Dukes. That's who he is. That 17 is now Frank Dukes. We need to work on him, his training, to where he can hear, even if he can't see, he can hear where to throw the ball to. We cannot have all this. Because I'm telling you, if he throws two interceptions, I promise you, everybody's going to be calling for him to be benched. Tell me I'm lying. That's all.
You're not.
I would suggest that he's going to wish he were deaf if he throws two interceptions in the first game.
By the way, Bam was one of the first calls we received on after.
Yeah, he
the
was
game.
Not. He was not for it.
I don't think Bam went to sleep. Remember, it was like 6:02 when Bam kind of went off that morning, and he's been going off ever since. He's kind of taking a break from listening to, and today, your slanderous ways of Ryan Tannehill, you got him back started. So we're back at square one, Jay.
Kendrick Perkins is back on that ogre stuff. He decided this morning he was going to go on TV and say, take Magic Johnson off of Mount Rushmore and put Steph Curry as a top four player all time if he wins the title this year.
Why is it a need to always take people off of Mount Rushmore?
Because there can only be four.
I know, but can't there be like another wall somewhere that they can just put
obviously, if you're taking one guy down, then he's going on to the honorable mention.
Who? Magic?
Yeah. That to me, I love Steph.
Yeah.
I'm not taking Magic Johnson down to put him up there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's Magic, like he laid down the style in which a lot of these players adapted or still even bite from to this day. So why are we removing a guy that kind of set down the foundation of what it is that they do now?
I think that's just, it is May 24th. How can I be on TV?
That to me is lightly disrespectful, man.
It is. But that comes from, I never played against Magic.
Yeah.
I played against Steph,
yep.
And I'm watching him now, so he's got to be better. Like, come on, man.
It's the Jordan and LeBron debate. It's the Kobe and Jordan debate.
And the problem with those debates is you have to slight somebody. There's no need to do that.
Yeah, no.
You don't need to slight Magic.
And I think that's where I was headed with. You know, it's like you're knocking somebody down to bring somebody up who's current. Like,
right. Prisoner of moment much?
Yeah. Like, it's always that case when it comes down to this type of stuff. Like the Mount Rushmore thing is, we're talking about all retired guys. Okay, that's the conversation. We're talking about current guys. That's a different topic right there because the style is just fully different too.
Yeah, I mean, the style of Peyton Manning is throwing touchdowns.
Versus Johnny Unitas.
And the style of Ryan Tannehill is throwing it to Peyton Manning's teammates. Chris in Nashville. Chris, what's up?
Just a Tannehill joke. I heard that Tannehill could be the quarterback in the wheelchair league, because I heard he's got wheels and on his last leg.
It's y'all. And you open this door, Jason. You open this door. 0 days. We reset right after that call from Chris. Wasn't it,
man,
Chris?
You ain't handsome. You damn sure ain't cute.
You open this can of worms.
I didn't do this.
You did. This is Jason Aloysius Martin here.
He's a suckish quarterback.
Who said that?
Remember we got that call? I think that was Coach B.
Coach B went off that day, too.
He's a terrible quarterback.
He's a suckish quarterback.
Suckish quarterback.
He's a terrible quarterback. Was that all in one day?
Probably. Sure. I mean, who knows? It's been
knowing this show, probably.
Knowing this show, definitely. Yeah, Jason, you definitely did this. Even people are in the group saying it. That was a dad joke about Ryan Tannehill.
From?
Chris on the call right there. That's what the comments are saying. Y'all going to send that man spiraling.
Speaking of spirals, if you throw a tight enough spiral to the other team, it still counts as an interception. Had three of those. 615-737-1045. We'll come back. I don't know what we're going to do. How about that tease? You see who the Lakers are looking at potentially to
Juwan?
Be head coach? No, he turned him down.
He did. Yeah, wow.
He said, I'm staying at Miami, at Michigan. Darvin Ham, I think, is the lead right now.
Who's Darvin Ham?
He's been an assistant for like 11 years. He won a dunk contest back in the day. I think he was in Milwaukee at the time.
For real?
Yeah, he's an old-style dunk guy. 615-737-1045. No, I'm not enjoying this B-Spring. Come on, man. Why would you think that?
No, you're loving it.
No. There's no reason for that.
They want you out of here, Jay. Casey said, get you out.
Mike Otto, I know Jason Martin isn't calling someone out on prison of the moment. That's not what it is. Prisoner of the moment with his Tana-hating ass.
Tana-hating ass. That actually goes. That flows real good.
It's just like the ball flows into Jesse Bates' hand out of Ryan Tannehill's. J. Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back, J. Martin Ramon. Finishing up second hour of the program. I look up and I see, what to expect from Davante Adams with Raiders? I have no idea, actually.
Davante, excitement from the offense, I feel like, more than anything, dog.
I mean, there's a lot of things we got to find out. What's he going to do? What's Tyreek going to do?
More security for his quarterback. Tyreek's situation, I think, is more unique than anybody's, though. Because you've got so many questions about the quarterback. Like, can Tua beat Alabama Tua because of all the weapons is what he had there, right? Looking to see if Aaron can create another wide receiver because, let's be real, who does he really have that we are really sure about? Who's got bigger wide receiver questions? Green Bay or the Titans?
Oh, Green Bay.
Green Bay does?
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
I mean, you like Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback. And he's done this a few times and made receivers. But this is the most treacherous that they've had.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't end up getting like a top free agent wide receiver. They didn't make a trade for one.
Right.
They're rolling with Amari Rodgers and a kid they drafted out of North Dakota State, I think it was.
North Dakota State. Yeah, big, long-rangey kid too, man. He goes after the deep ball, but he's young. But nowadays with advances 707 camps and just all across the board,
I said for sure the Packers, ball is huge. But I mean, your question's good because we don't know what Burks is in the NFL.
We don't.
And yeah. Trees is coming back from the ACL.
Mm-hmm.
Hooper was just asked to block in Cleveland, and now they're going to potentially ask him to do more, you would hope.
I hate when teams do that too. When you go get a guy.
I mean, in Atlanta, he was a pass catching machine.
That's what I'm saying. Like, was it his decision to go to Cleveland? Or, like, why would you pursue him? Well, I say this, too, but they had Njoku, too. So that's the aspect of, well, we got our catching mm-hmm. tight end, and he's the blocking tight end. But he was a Pro Bowler because of what? Wasn't because of blocking. It was because Atlanta utilized him well and used his assets better.
Yeah, asking him to block just seems like a waste.
Waste of a free agent almost in a sense. And it shows that his mark was still fairly good considering what he get like 6 for 1 year, whatever the deal was. That says a lot about what they think he can do. He's still young enough. Like I couldn't understand why they wouldn't use him as a passing threat. And I guess Baker had a down year anyhow, so it just didn't matter.
It was just a bad year in general for them. The quarterback situation notwithstanding, there was just a lot that went wrong. That kind of felt like you took a step back at the same time Cincinnati took a step forward, mm-hmm. which made it look even worse.
It did. That's a lot of people pulling back on Cincy this year. Well, so far.
I think we're all kind of in agreement. I think the team is probably better than it was last year, but the record won't be.
Mm-hmm.
The record's going to be harder to maintain because the schedule is much more difficult.
And I know Joe Burrow's been the guy for a while now as far as his talent says, as far as what he did at LSU before the ACL, his rookie year, he was very solid too. And last year, it just kind of took off. A lot of people pushing back on that Super Bowl run said he just got hot and had a unsuspecting run during the playoffs. I'll give credit where credit due. They did the job. But the regular season was a little iffy when it came down to it.
Somebody mentioned to me that Toy Story 3, we're talking sequels and everything. Earlier in the show, if you just joined us, I got to see Top Gun Maverick last night and just – over the moon, how good it is. And I'm happy to be able to report that because I know a lot of you were excited to see it and hoped it wasn't going to be bad.
Yeah.
It's tremendous. It really is an A+. I'm even considering coming back and starting to write because I want to write about it because I enjoyed it so much.
Mm-hmm.
What was I just talking about? I just lost it. Told you this happens like 2-3 times a show.
Maverick.
Before that, there was a sports thing. There was a sports
thing. You're talking about Cincinnati.
And
playoffs. And we spoke about playoffs. Austin Hooper.
Austin Hooper.
Uh-huh. And you said Tannehill?
You really think I'll be listening to you?
I lost it, man. I'd have to remember what it was.
Mindless totally behavior lost it. Right now. That's mindless behavior right now. Where were you?
You legitimately? We're going to talk about the five. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, coming up out of the break, five most complete teams.
Five most complete teams, NFL.com. Put that list out.
Welcome to the show, Jason.
Time for the seasonal lists.
I thought that yesterday. I was going through social media. I'm like, seasonal lists.
Seasonal lists.
Yep, seasonal lists.
John Michael A. says, J-Mart, you officially have dad brain. Yeah. Seems that way, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
I think that's what I was trying to do.
Between morning show brain and dad brain?
You get lost in the sauce with that.
Daddy.
Very lost, Jay. You're going to be all right, though, man. You got to sleep last night?
She's got a cough right now.
Ooh.
So she might be, I don't know if it's allergies or what it is. She woke herself up with it once before I got home.
With a cough?
But she slept. She was able to kind of sleep through the night, so I was happy about that. She has destroyed the closet this morning. So that's her move in the morning, is to pull all of Abby's T-shirts off and just unfold them all.
Okay.
Golly.
You gotta look.
What you think? I sold them all.
At least you don't have to get any more toys. You know what to do. Just that.
That's what it was. Somebody sent me a message about Toy Story 3.
What about it?
And said, Toy Story 3 took it too far. I was afraid they were going to let those toys burn in that furnace. And so was I when they were going up the like conveyor belt.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need this. The movie was perfect, but my goodness.
Yeah, it got dark really fast. I don't know. Weird. My best sequels, again, the list goes Bad Boys 2, John Wick 2, Beverly Hills Cop 2, Shrek 2, Godfather 2, Horrible Bosses 2, Incredible 2, Red 2, Sicario, and Thor Ragnarok, by far
which
one.
Which is not a sequel.
It's not a sequel. It is a sequel. It's just not number two.
Yeah, it's like Die Hard. Like, Die Hard with a Vengeance was excellent. Thor Ragnarok's better than both the first two put together, plus easily. About 5%.
Yeah.
No, more than that. Plus about 500%.
And we've got Winter Soldier a few times.
Yeah, it's
Men in Black 2.
There's a lot. Keep them coming. Best sequels. We'll come back. We'll look at NFL.com's five most complete NFL teams entering the season. Are the Titans one of them? Do you know who their quarterback is? It's J. Martin Amon, 104.5 The Zone.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.